Thursday, April 16th. Music Theory Unit, Triads. Augmented triads on the circle of fifths. Review all triad qualities on the interval calculator. Introduction to Lesson 4, Augmented Triads on the Circle of Fifths. As we have seen, all triads, when we map them onto the circle of fifths, our interval calculator, the resulting shape is a triangle, and that the triangle changes its configuration based on the quality of the triad. The augmented triad is no exception. We know from Tuesday's lesson that an augmented triad is formed by stacking two consecutive major thirds above the root. The outside interval forms an augmented fifth. This means that on the interval calculator, the points of the triangle should be at perfect prime, major third, and augmented fifth. However, when we look at the interval calculator, we see that there is not an augmented fifth labeled. How are we going to approach this problem? Let's think about it in this way. We know that the outside interval, from the root to the top node, needs to be an augmented fifth. This interval is augmented because it's a half step larger than a perfect fifth. A perfect fifth is 7 half steps, so an augmented fifth must be 8 half steps. Given that the calculator shows mostly diatonic intervals, which diatonic interval is also 8 half steps? If we go back to our prior discussion on intervals, we should recall that a minor sixth has a specific distance of 8 half steps. This means that it sounds the same as an augmented fifth, but is spelled differently. We can use this to our advantage when drawing the triangle on the interval calculator. When we map the augmented triad onto the interval calculator, the following triangle emerges. Notice that this triangle, when we substitute the minor sixth for the augmented fifth, results in an equilateral triangle. In much the same way as all the triangles that came before, we can rotate this one throughout the circle to get augmented triads on any given root, perfect prime. However, there's an extra step in that we need to always make sure that the node that results in the minor sixth location instead spells an augmented fifth. Let's try one just to be certain. For our example, we will select D as our root. On the interval calculator, turn the inside circle so that perfect prime aligns with D. Look then to see what node aligns with major third. Should be F sharp. When we check further for the note on minor sixth, we get B flat. However, D to B flat spells a minor sixth, and we need it to spell a fifth that sounds the same. B flat sounds the same as A sharp, and D to A sharp is an augmented fifth. So we will re-spell B flat as A sharp so that our overall augmented triad will be D, F sharp, A sharp.